Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, we've made it through the weekend. My blood pressure back down once again. We'll see how it goes once Wednesday rolls around. As I get to play golf with the wonderful and talented Mark Mahoney, the brilliant Drew Kelly, and also with the assassin, Kevin Herr. How much are you looking forward to Wednesday?
You know I enjoy playing golf along with you.
A nice, simple answer. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And the reason we're talking about the golf tournament and Purdy Insurance in the same sentence is that the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament is Wednesday, Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We are really looking forward to being out there. And not only that, the show will emanate from there. 3 to 5 during the afternoon round. But, sir, come on out and join us. We'll have a great time. We'll be out there on the deck, get a couple of beverages, watch the golf, laugh at the people on the green in front of us. There'll be a lot of things going on. We're looking forward to it very much. The Sunbury Motors is a major sponsor of the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. And Tom and the gang will be out there in the afternoon flight, by the way. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And the Hillsers General Store Hotline, which, by the way, is very active on Friday, at 800-795-9565, powered by Hillsers General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, routes 11 and 15. You can always go to www.hillsersstore.com and check out online the 21st Century General Store. Yes, the golf tournament is going to be on Wednesday. How tough a weekend was it for you, Kevin, to emotionally come down from last weekend's racing experience?
It wasn't the same. It's like the week after the Super Bowl. It's like there's no football on now, so you have to kind of regroup a little bit. Fortunately, I did have some racing this weekend, so it helped out. They had the dual races in Detroit, so I got a chance to watch that. So that made it a little less painful as it would be coming off the Super Bowl.
Fabulous. All right, up next, above the noise, here's Dan Patrick.
Hi, this is Susan Purdy. For over 85 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. Our trained and knowledgeable staff has centuries of experience, so rest assured your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 286-5855. Check us out online at purdyinsurance.com or visit us on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout. Like a 2008 Honda Fit HB Mansport. Call for our lowest price promise, 888-536-8017. 2010 Chevy Equinox four-wheel drive LT 13985. 2010 Ford Focus, reliable and affordable, just $13,997. 2011 Ford Escape four-wheel drive XLT, just $18,877. 2010 Ford Roush Mustang 427R, a must-see, $33,995. And a 2009 GMC Canyon Crew Cab. Call for a price, 888-536-8017. These deals won't last, so hurry in. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout, 24-7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark program. Tomorrow morning, the Susquehanna Valley Conservatives talk about Benghazi, the IRS, and Associated Press.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Steve in the Sunbury Motor Studio today, but Wednesday he'll be joining us from the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We'll be there for the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. We've been talking about that. Hopefully you'll have a chance to stop by. And if you can't stop by and play, make sure you stop by from 3 to 5. We'll have the microphone available. You can ask questions to Steve as well about Penn State sports or sports in general. Whatever you have on your mind, if you have time to stop by, please do at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club out on the patio near the 9th Green. Or, as I like to play it, somewhere around the roof of the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. That's where I usually end up putting the ball instead of on the 9th Green. I have trouble with those elevated greens. Not only is it difficult for me to see the pin, but then it's difficult for me to hit the pin. Come to think of it, it's not really different on an elevated tee either, but there'll be some golf to talk about on Wednesday here locally, and of course, we'll have golf to talk about as well across the nation, too, as we get ready for the U.S. Open. Hopefully, we'll have Jim Nance available to us. Trying to hook things up with Jim Nance either this week or next week, so we'll keep you posted about that. We originally had him scheduled for a couple of weeks ago, and then the unfortunate death of a friend and a broadcast partner for several years caused us to postpone that. So we're trying to get that squared away again, and we'll have that again hopefully either this week or next week. We'll keep you posted more on that. Pac-12 is putting together a health initiative. You know, we've talked about this many times on the program with head injuries and concussions, and the Pac-12 is going to put a study together. They decided to launch the new initiative to promote health and the well-being of students. And one of the things they're going to do is look at the guidelines around contact and practice to ensure that student-athletes' well-being is closely monitored, both in the amount of contact and providing student-athletes and coaches with ample opportunity to teach and learn correct tackling methods during the spring and preseason. My first thought was, Steve, if you're in college at this point, shouldn't you know how to tackle by now? If you're in Division I college football, shouldn't you know how to tackle?
Of course you should. Of course you should. I don't think, you know, I don't think there's any. Look, let's not overthink this. Okay? Let's not overthink this. You know, there are a number of players that played in the 60s and the 70s. They had concussions and have done just fine in life, okay? And have lived wonderful, functional lives. I know we want to do everything we can to avoid it. It's the head injury and so forth. I understand that. But after a while, I think you can take certain things too far. And this is one of them. You know, we're going to teach them how to tackle. What do you think coaching's for?
Well, again, you should have. If you're in Division I football, you should know how to tackle already from high school. I mean, it's not like you're teaching eighth graders how to tackle in junior high football.
I mean, the Pac-12 initiative should be not to teach how to tackle in college. The Pac-12 initiative should be how to teach in junior high and in high school.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's where it should be.
I saw that today and I thought, well, okay, I understand you want to try and study head trauma and find ways to limit it. That makes a lot of sense. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The PIAA is limiting contact here in Pennsylvania in high school to 3 days a week to try and help with that. But when I saw the comment on correct tackling methods, I just thought it was funny.
But that's common sense. Okay? That's common sense. You don't need to hit five times in a week to get ready for a game. You don't. I mean, you don't. Okay? Maybe hit once a week. Okay. Maybe twice, max. Twice. All right? Twice a week. Max, that's all you need. I'm sorry. I've been around college football practice forever. You don't need to hit four times a week. You just don't. Couple of hitting practices, then you're hitting again on Friday night. That's all you need. Anybody who's hitting four times in a week shouldn't be coaching. It's illogical. You have to know and be precise in what you're doing. You don't need to be banging each other's brains in day after day after day. mean, Penn State, they hit twice a week. Okay, that's what most teams do. They have two big days. Tuesday, Wednesday are most teams' big days to get ready for Saturday. That's it. What do you want to hit on Thursday for? You're going to be hitting on Saturday. You don't even practice. I mean, you do nothing but a walkthrough on Friday. And Monday, you're just trying to learn what you're doing for the next week. You don't need to be hitting. I mean, PIAA limits to three times a week. I mean, what another common sense rule?
You know, I agree with that.
That's a common sense rule.
But it wasn't a rule before.
Oh, well, any coach that was doing that beforehand should be brought up before the school board.
And it should be said that I have talked to several coaches, none of which have had an issue with that or have ever gone more than 3 days during the season that way.
Of course not. Any coach worth their salt does not do that. Okay, any coach, I mean, anybody who's hitting 4 days a week, you go to the school board and go, hey, look, I'm sorry. I mean, are you sure here?
I mean, that doesn't even happen at the youth level where these coaches are volunteers.
No, of course not. Now, you have to have some common sense as to what you're doing. I mean, it's a common sense rule, just like in the NCAA, you have a 20-hour rule. I mean, that's all.
Well, why is the Pac-12, and before that, the SEC had done a year-long look at it. Why isn't the NCAA doing this? Isn't that what they're supposed to be doing instead of the divisions doing this or the conferences doing this? Or did I just open the door to the main issue in college sports right now?
I have no comment about what the NCAA should or should not be doing at this particular time. No comment at all.
I understand.
I have no comment at this time as to what the NCAA should and should not be doing. Look, this comes down to coaching. Junior high and high school coaches, they need to be the ones that teach tackling. Right? It should be something already ingrained with maybe some refinement at the college level. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw a recruit for Division I not know how to tackle properly?
Well, I mean, let's just talk about the NFL. How many times you watching the NFL guys don't know how to tackle properly?
Yeah, but is that a question of do they know how to tackle properly?
No, that's look at all the defensive backs. They don't know how to tackle properly. One defensive back after another just throws their shoulder in there. They're not wrapping up somebody and driving them down. I mean, really, you watch the fundamentals of tackling by most secondaries in the NFL. You do not use that as a training tape. Do you?
No, a lot of corners will lower a shoulder into a knee or whatever, and not wrap at all. No, you're absolutely right. I agree with you on the corners.
And college coaches will tell you in basketball, you do not show them an NBA tape. Because the fundamentals in the NBA are mediocre at best.
Well, we'll teach you how to flop.
No, but the fundamentals on how to play the game are lazy and mediocre at the highest level. The Big Ten made a couple big moves today. Men's lacrosse, we have Jeff Tambroni on the show tomorrow. There'll be a Big Ten Men's Lacrosse League starting in 2015. It'll be Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Rutgers, Maryland, and Johns Hopkins is going to join as an associate member. In women's lacrosse, it'll be Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Maryland, Rutgers, and Northwestern. Also, the 2015 schedule came out today for football in the Big Ten.
You can see that at stevejonesshow.com, by the way.
Look, it's the same as 2014. So I laughed. Somebody said, geez, look at that. There's no Nebraska and Wisconsin on there. I looked over it. It's the same schedule as 14. Don't you follow what's going on?
Just reverse the sites.
Just the dates are different, and you reverse the sites. It's the 16 schedule that's going to have some differences to it. These go in two-year cycles. There's some days I worry.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday. Purdy Insurance,
Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. 48 hours from now, Kevin and I, along with Mark Mahoney, Drew Kelly, will be enjoying ourselves at the beautiful Susquehanna Valley Country Club in the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. We're in the morning flight. There's still a couple of spots open in that morning flight if you'd like to join us. Afternoon sold out. In fact, I believe they have, what, 10, maybe 12 more teams than they did last year. Much more money being raised for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Bonnie Wasserman and her group do a great job, not a good job, a great job, and they do so on behalf of the kids of the Valley. Just fabulous what they do along the way. And we're looking forward to doing our part to give back. We'll also do the show live from the patio at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We'll be there from 3 to 5 with the show on Wednesday. Please join us for that. We'd love to have you come on out. Just come on out and join us. Sit there in a round table and, you know, fire some questions or just listen. We'd just like to see you out there. Talk to you during breaks and have some fun. We're looking forward to that. The Detroit race yesterday set racing back decades. All right. I can't believe you watched that. That was junk.
The Saturday race was 100% better. But then again, that wasn't saying a whole lot. You're right. It wasn't a great race.
It was junk. So, yes, some momentum, great Indy 500. Race ovals. Get out there and race ovals. That's what your cars are made for, race ovals. Okay? Something goes to, like, generate some speed. Okay, not some faux straightaway. Ooh.
Yeah, I did like the new circuit, though, but
didn't help. Please. There's a reason that the rating is below 0.05.
Okay? Is that what the rating was for the weekend?
Probably lower than that. Okay, the rating is, it's you know, if you're under one, you've got nothing. You have nobody watching you. Okay? I mean, you're saying, when your rating is the same as Rachel Maddow, you've got nothing. Now, they might have a better rating than Rachel Maddow does.
A 0.8 was the Sunday afternoon.
Brutal. And that's not a cable rating. That's a network rating, okay? That's not a cable rating, okay? There's a big difference. That's not a cable rating. That is an ABC network rating. Dave in Sunbury joins us. Hola, buenos dias. Guten Abend.
You betcha.
Hello.
How you doing, Steve?
Good. How are you?
Well, I had a little craziness yesterday. I was looking for a Patriot. Okay?
Okay.
And apparently I couldn't find one. But I got a paper, Reading Eagle. I'm going to bring it Wednesday. So would you kindly read it and pass it on to Coach O'Brien.
Okay.
Because there's a gentleman looking for a scholarship that Bill might be interested in him. He had some problems with, let's just say, a family member. His stepdad was beating him and his mother. Mm-hmm. And let's just say things didn't go well.
Right.
Okay, his mom wound up dead.
Right, unfortunately, too often we hear stories like this.
But the kid, his grades sort of fell off. So he's going to go to a military school.
Mm-hmm.
A guy was trying to get him, you know, squared away and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 5'9", 185 pounds.
Right.
He played in a game yesterday, East versus West, in one of the Berks County All-Star games.
Right, it's that time of the year.
He played a fullback nose tackle.
Right.
So I said, no, I said, I'm giving you the paper to read it and then pass it on.
I will do that. I will do that. It's a tough story, but at the same time, going to the military school is going to help him. It'll help him in a lot of ways, I'm sure, across the board, not just with the athletic part of it. It'll help him with the life skills part of it and also with the discipline part of it. And we'll also put him around like-minded individuals. So there'll be a lot of pluses for him out of this. And then we'll see, obviously, whether any schools have any interest in him, whether as a scholarship athlete or as a run-on athlete.
That's what I was thinking. Says, you know, well, it all started with when the kid was three, he walked into his dad's garage and seen his dad blow his head off.
Okay. That's a tough way. That's a tough way to go through life with that memory.
And then his mom remarried, and he was an alcoholic and doing the drugs and stuff, and he slapped him around, and he went from there. That he killed his estranged wife, and he walked in and seen that. So he sort of floundered for a couple of years. His guidance counselor got him squared away as far as academics. You know, he's trying, and an old Pop Warner football coach and a baseball coach got him to reapply himself as far as athletics. It's a tough story, but I said, you know.
No, it's a very tough story, Dave, but at the same time, you know, you do run into at times when they're, first of all, a great family situation normally leads to a great childhood, normally.
Yeah.
Not always, though. Not always, but normally.
Right.
Sometimes, though, you have other adults along the way that can somewhat compensate when the home life isn't right. And a lot of times for an athlete, that is a coach or an assistant coach that really takes on a father-like figure. And that is one of the pluses. We hear a lot of the negatives about sports. That's one of the many pluses about sports. And the list of pluses in sports is very, very long. The discipline, the camaraderie, the friendship, the teamwork that's needed. And plus, you do get along the way father figures among coaches. Most times, not every time, but most times, if you're around the right person.
Well, my idea, to be honest, Steve, was just you get an eyeball on it, and O'Brien,
sure.
And if Penn State wants him, fine, you know, if it all works out right, or if Bill has somebody else that he has in mind, like to St. Francis or wherever.
No problem.
Kid, it's just, you know, somebody else.
I understand that completely, Dave, and I will take a long look at that. I know it's a tough situation, and you bring that on Wednesday, the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. I'll take a look at it, and I'll pass it along. And
thanks for you and Kevin. I'll bring along, too.
Oh, good. I'm sure. And that's great. The stuff for Kevin, I assume, is in crayon. That'll be good. I had to get you to laugh, Dave, because you're kind of on, you're teetering on me a little bit. So I had to say something to get you to laugh.
Think about that young man.
I know. That way, I figured I said something about Kevin. That way, it would get you to start laughing and not have to think so much about a tough situation. Yeah.
You want me to laugh instead of cry.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dave. That's exactly right.
I wasn't gonna call. I was gonna let go of you today and tomorrow and just surprise you. But
yep.
Just what you guys were talking, it's just going to let Steve know that, hey.
Dave, being with Kevin every day is a surprise.
You never know what's going to happen.
I mean, he's like a box of chocolates. You just don't know.
What you going to get?
Okay, well, see you guys on Wednesday.
Can't wait to see you, Dave. It'll be our pleasure to have you out there. All right, our number 1-800-795-9565. That's the Hilscher's General Store hotline, the 21st Century General Store, located 7 miles south of Seals Grove, routes 11 to 15. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Door unlocked. Now they know that Kevin is safely on the other side of the state. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Q, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You know, I was thinking this weekend when it was so stinking hot all the time, I thought there would be a run on air conditioners at Hilscher's and parts for air conditioners and everything else. I'm sure you can find fix-it-yourself stuff there, too.
Yeah, it was. It was warm. They were talking about getting some big storms here. And I don't know, for some reason, I looked at the radar yesterday and I said, you know what, forget this. It's not going to rain here. And it didn't. And I ended up painting all the trim of my house. So it's like all my major projects are done. I wanted to get them all done before baseball season started. And by the way, on Friday, I'll be doing the show from Medlar Field at Lebronto Park on Friday. We're going to take the show on location. Reason being, Major League Baseball draft begins with round one on Thursday night, then round 2 through 20 are going to take place on Friday. So we're going to talk about some of the players the Phillies drafted that may be going to Williamsport, players that the Cardinals drafted because they may be going to State College, plus we'll mix in the Pirates and so forth along the way, among the players drafted in round one Thursday night and then rounds 2 through 20, parts of which will play out on the show as we do the show from Medlar Field, Lebronto Park on Friday. Jeff Tambroni joins us tomorrow to talk about the new Big Ten Men's Lacrosse Conference. Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Maryland, Rutgers, and an associate member in Johns Hopkins, which, by the way, is going to be applying for the academic CIC membership. Now, Rutgers and Maryland, by the way, which join athletically July 1st next year, actually academically join the CIC July 1st this year. They're only 4 weeks away from joining the CIC. Johns Hopkins, which, from what I could tell, brings a decent academic cachet to the table.
They're okay.
Wants to join as well. I don't think it'll take long for that vote to happen. I think it'll be 15 to nothing. You're saying 15. And you're saying 15. That's because the University of Chicago is a member of the CIC.
We've talked about it many, many times, but lacrosse is just exploding right now in this region. And with all due respect to soccer fans, and I don't mean this in disrespect, it is really starting to surpass soccer in interest. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fast-paced game and the fact that there's usually a lot of scoring in it.
No kidding.
Well,
I mean,
there's a lot of people that haven't seen a lacrosse game, so that's why I mention it.
Well, you watch lacrosse, and I did three games this month on TV, and I enjoy doing lacrosse. And announcing lacrosse, it has its subtleties to it, but it's a lot like announcing hockey.
I was thinking that too. Yeah,
it's very much so, but it's fast paced, great passing, a lot of skill, and you do get a fair amount of scoring in it. 11-7, 16-12, you know, whatever. I mean, you get a fair amount of scoring in there. So between the pace, goals, and so forth, a lot of people like it. Men's lacrosse, far more physical than women's lacrosse. But still, it is a game that has really caught on at the youth ranks, and it's catching on in high school.
Yeah, I've seen
it's catching on like wildfire.
Yeah, it's been huge in the high schools in this area, and many of them are club sports right now.
That's big. And I think the Big Ten, adding lacrosse, adds some backbone to the sport of lacrosse on the collegiate level, the Big Ten name. ACC is huge. They've carried it for a long time. But I think, and then on the women's side, it's going to be Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Rutgers, Maryland, and Northwestern. So that's how that's going to play out.
I said club, I meant to say intramural.
Right. Heat and Pacers game 7 tonight. How much will LeBron have to try and take over tonight? Who, for the first time in his career that I can recall in Game 5, looked visibly fatigued. I've never seen him look tired before. But I thought the last 5 minutes of the game in Game 5, which the Heat won, he looked exhausted. And that's the first time I've ever seen that. Wade and Bosch have done so little the last three games. Bosch is shooting 24% from the field in the last three games, which the Pacers have won two of the three, by the way. And Wade is shooting 32% in the last three games. You want to talk about not coming up big. They have not come up big at all. Penguins tonight play game two. Bruins, how many times does one have to hit the post? Tuukka Rask had a shutout and actually played really, really well. But they beat him how many times?
I mean, there should have been five goals in the first period alone that went tink.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know what? I'm watching that and watching the first period especially.
And that does not count as a shot on goal, you know.
No, I found that out too. But as I'm watching this game, I'm thinking, wow, Boston is really playing physical. And it almost was like they were the Penguins just kind of shut down then as the game went on because of the physical play.
Yeah. And then the Penguins gave a bad goal. I mean, it really did.
What was it true that that neither Pittsburgh team that was in action on Saturday night scored?
Very true. Very true.
I was watching both of them, and I couldn't remember the Pirates' score.
City was waiting for something. All right. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Sean Jackson bags his agent. He says he may go with Jay-Z. Perfect fit.
Was it Jay-Z himself or Jay-Z's agent? I thought he meant Jay-Z's agent.
No, Jay-Z has an agency.
So I didn't realize that.
He's not the agent himself. Looks like Bobby Orr is not the agent himself. He has an agency.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
Wow. The weather Wednesday, by the way, looks spectacular for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Sunny skies. 74 degrees. They use the word pleasant.
I like that word. Because I heard the word deluge the last time. That's not a word you want to hear when you're playing golf.
Well, I heard the word four and then dialed 911.
Here we go. Hey, you know, the IndyCar series right now is on all ovals through the month, through the beginning of July when they had the Pocono. So that'll be four straight ovals now. That should make you happy.
The U.S. Open is next week. Golf's national championship comes to Pennsylvania as we shift gear to sports.
There'll be a lot. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on in Pennsylvania in the next month.
Look, I know you love it. Okay, I know you love it.
I was just changing the subject from your golf comment.
But take my word. We're not going to be talking a lot about it between now until we get to Pocono week.
Well, I do have one question for you, and I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but did Jimmy Johnson jump the start on the restart?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
I thought, I mean, listen, the lines on the track look pretty obvious to me, and I was watching this race because, of course, next week is Pocono for NASCAR. The lines look pretty obvious. He definitely got a jump because Juan Montoya, I don't know whether he missed a gear, spun the wheels, or what. But he definitely did not start off very well as the one leading them to the green flag, and didn't give the spot up again. Well, if you don't give the spot up, you're going to get a drive through penalty, and that's what happened, and it cost him the race.
Yeah, well.
It seemed pretty obvious that he did accelerate past the leader at the wrong time. A lot of NASCAR fans have been debating about that through the day.
When Penn State plays Maryland in there for the first time at Maryland, it's going to be at M&T Bank Stadium, by the way. Bring some disinfectant. Go play. It's the home of the Ravens.
I knew what you meant.
So they'll play in at least two NFL stadiums that year. They have Temple at Lincoln Financial Field, and they have Maryland M&T Bank Stadium. Now, some people have debated about, you know, they're not playing on campus and so forth. Actually, you look at the series between Penn State and Maryland. I mean, Penn State's played at Byrd Stadium many times. Last time they played when Penn State won, what, 70-7 in 1992 was at Byrd Stadium. That the 105-degree game where Look magazine had named Maryland the number one team in the country. Mike Zordich picked off a pass, a Stan Gelbaugh pass on the second play of the game, lost his shoe and ran back for a touchdown. Penn State built a 17-0 lead. Held on 120-17. Lance Hamilton recovered a fumble on the final drive of the game by Maryland. Those were all at Byrd Stadium. But over time, Penn State also played a few times at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, including the 13-13 tie in 87. It was 13-13 in 89.
I'm just looking forward to seeing the ugliest uniforms in college football.
May change by then, you don't know.
That's probably true.
But that'll be in 2015. It'll be at M&T Bank Stadium and not at Byrd Stadium, which is fine. I think that's great. They have that option. Now, the Big Ten prefers to have as many games on campus as possible. But I can see, for example, Rutgers going over to MetLife Stadium once in a while for a game. Well, the oddity is Penn State, since Giant Stadium was built in 1976, Penn State has never played a game on the Rutgers campus. And I think next year it's not going to be at MetLife. I think it's going to be on the campus at High Point Solutions Stadium.